Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge, proud to be your hosts here on your local radio station and representing our sponsors like the Tri-State Livestock News, published every Saturday, reaching on average 27,000 readers weekly and over 100,000 readers each month. Plus, they have grown our daily online readership to an additional 15,000 unique visitors per month. Tri-State Livestock News, check it out for all of your agriculture, rodeo news, all of that. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques is a place you need to stop at. Downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. If you live close, make sure you head in. If you live at a distance, make it a destination. They are so much fun to just spend lots of time walking around. They have antiques, vintage treasures, collectibles, craft items. It is amazing in there. You can just get lost, wouldn't you say, Mike?
Yes, it's a really, really nice store.
It is. It's amazing. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 on Monday through Saturday, or if that doesn't work, you can make an appointment.
All right, Kim, what do you have to share with us for the good stuff today?
Well, Gary Helan shared this, and here we go. A pastor concluded that his church was getting into very serious financial troubles. While checking the church storeroom, he discovered several cartons of new Bibles that had never been opened and distributed. So at his Sunday sermon, he asked for three volunteers from the congregation who would be willing to sell the Bibles door to door for $10 each to raise the desperately needed money for the church. Jack, Paul, and Louie all raised their hands to volunteer for the task. The minister knew that Jack and Paul earned their living as salesmen and were likely capable of selling some Bibles. But he had serious doubts about Louie, who was a local farmer, who had always kept to himself because he was embarrassed by his speech impediment. Poor Louie stuttered badly, but not wanting to discourage Louie, the minister decided to let him try anyway. He sent the three of them away with the back seat of their cars stacked with Bibles. He asked him to meet with them and report the results of their door-to-door selling efforts the following Sunday. So this is what happens. Anxious to find out how they did, the minister immediately asks Jack, "Well, Jack, how did you make out selling Bibles?" Proudly handing the Reverend an envelope, Jack replied, "Using my sales prowess, I was able to sell 20 Bibles, and here's the $200 I collected on behalf of the church." "Fine job, Jack," the minister said, vigorously shaking his hand. "You are indeed a fine salesman, and the church is indebted to you." Turning to Paul, "And Paul, how many Bibles did you sell for the church last week?" Paul, smiling and sticking out his chest, confidently replied, "I'm a professional salesman. I sold 28 on behalf of the church, and here's the $280 I collected." The minister responded, "That's absolutely splendid, Paul. You are truly a professional salesman, and the church is indebted to you." Apprehensively, the minister turns to Louis and says, "Louis, did you manage to sell any Bibles?" Louis silently offered the minister a large envelope. The minister opened it and counted the contents. "What is this, Louis? There's $3,200 in here. Are you suggesting that you sold 320 Bibles for the church door to door in just a week?" Louis just nodded. "That's impossible," both Jack and Paul said in unison. "We're professional salesmen, yet you claim to have sold 10 times as many Bibles as we could." "Yes, this does seem unlikely," the minister agreed. "I think you'd better explain how you managed to accomplish this, Louis." Louis shrugged. I really don't know for sure, he stammered. Impatiently, Peter interrupted. "For crying out loud, Louis, just tell us what you said to them when you answered the door."
All right. I said, Louis replied, would you like to buy the Bible for just $10 or would you just like me to stand here and read it to you? Remember, the funniest jokes are the clean ones. They still are.
I have just enough time to share a couple more of those cowboy wisdoms about horses in here. There's no better place to heal a broken heart than on the back of a horse. And the horse stopped with a jerk, and the jerk fell off. If you haven't fallen off a horse, then you haven't been riding long enough. Those are just some cowboy wisdoms about horses. If you have something to share, please send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we might be able to get it right here on a future edition of The Good Stuff.